Dear students, hello. I hope you had nice Christmas vacations. So, let us come to the solutions to the seventh exercise sheet. We start by recalling some usual basic definition notation. The only important thing is that in our according to our notation, the parabolic domain is open, so it's simply the cross product between u and the interval 0 to capital T, and the parabolic boundary is defined as usual, so basically it's the boundary without the upper layer u cross capital T, time t. And this is important because in the maximum principle, the only part of the, I mean, the maximum is actually achieved on this part of the boundary. Can be achieved also inside, but the maximum only on this part of the boundary is equal to a maximum of the closure of the full set UT. The important thing is that in this way, when we are talking about a function in C2(1) UT, we are talking about a function which is twice differentiable in X and once in T on an open set. Evans' book uses another notation where here they're taking the we are considering time t, so here there is a square bracket. It's a little weird to me. I understand that in this way gamma t is defined a little simpler, but I prefer to have differentiable functions defined on open sets to avoid complicances with the boundary values. So this is the heat equation in Rn. And the fundamental solutions for the heat equation are given by the function phi xt, which is 1 over 4 pi t to the n over 2 e to the minus norm of x squared over 4t. And so the function, which is given by the convolution between phi time t and the initial datum f, is a smooth solution of the initial value problem for the heat equation. First exercise. Basically, consider some nice scaling property of the heat equation. So, suppose u is smooth and solves the heat equation in Rn times 0 plus infinity. Then you have to show that the function u lambda xt, defined as u of lambda x lambda square t, is also a solution for all lambda non-zero, because 0 doesn't make sense because time must be positive. And then you can use this to prove that the function vxt, defined as x scalar product u plus 2t ut, is also a solution. I mean, of course, one can verify this, but the task was use point A. So, how to do it? Well, it's obvious that the derivative in time of u lambda is simply lambda squared ut evaluated in lambda x lambda squared t. The gradient of u lambda is lambda, the gradient of u evaluated in lambda x lambda squared t, and the Laplacian therefore gives us a lambda squared. This is the chain rule. And therefore, u lambda t minus Laplacian of u lambda is equal to lambda squared ut lambda, because this, if we define this operation of taking the lambda of a function by as taking this type of parabolic scaling, minus lambda squared Laplacian u lambda. And so this is clearly linear, so we are done. Thanks to point A, we know that this equation is satisfied for all lambda positive. But then u is smooth, and therefore we can differentiate in lambda. The derivative in lambda of u lambda, lambda evaluating xt is x scalar product du, because again, chain rule, first differentiate in the first term. Remember that the x is a vector, but I mean, one could also do component by component. Plus twice lambda t ut evaluated in lambda x lambda squared t, because the derivative of lambda squared is 2 lambda. But therefore, what is v? Is simply the derivative of u in lambda, of u lambda, sorry, in lambda evaluated in lambda equal to 1. No? Simple. Therefore, the trick is simply that you consider this equation, the heat equation for u lambda, is satisfied for every lambda, therefore, it's satisfied also for the incremental ratio, because in lambda, because it's a linear equation. So we can differentiate in lambda and set lambda equal to 1, and we are done.